Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Welcome to the INFJ Whisperer podcast, where I dissect all things INFJ. You are not alone anymore. There are others like you.
Hello, everyone. I hope that you're doing amazing wherever you are in the world. My name is Boom Shaka, and I welcome you to my channel. As always, I'm so grateful that you're listening, subscribing, and commenting. I really appreciate the support. And in this one, I wanted to speak to you about the fact that I've recently been self-diagnosed as having ADHD and autism, or being on the spectrum in some way, shape, or form. And as a typical INFJ or a typical obsessive person, I kind of went in all in, as we all do, and I started researching it. So, you know, I started following a bunch of people on Instagram, and I started reading up about it. And as I've said before, you know, I kind of realized how many of the things I was doing that I thought were a little bit odd, perhaps, tiny little bit odd, but okay, you know, everyone does odd things, don't they? And, you know, I just thought it was part of my personality. And I didn't realize that, you know, partly, yes, part personality, yes, of course, but a lot of it actually has to do with the fact that I am on the spectrum. And it's kind of interesting and ridiculous in a way, because I started watching all these people who are doing exactly the same thing as I'm doing, you know, those traits or those quirks, and attributing it to their ADHD-ness, right? And I had no idea. You know, I'm looking at these and thinking, they do this as well, and it's because of ADHD. I'm baffled, I'm boggled, I'm confused, right? And so I think this is one of the reasons why I love, of course, I love the internet and information on there, but I love how people are constantly sharing themselves. And that's the reason I love doing these videos for you, is because it's so important to realize that you're actually not alone. You know, you do these things, but you're not in a bubble. Like, there's lots of other people on the planet doing or living very similarly to you. Even if you think you're odd, there's probably some other person on the planet who's doing exactly the same thing as you. And as long as you're not harming someone else, then, you know, go ahead and do it. You know, it's your quirk, and good for you. So I wanted to share four things that I've noticed that are related to my ADHD-ness, that I've been baffled that they're related to my ADHD-ness. And, you know, as I said, you know, it's not completely a bubble. You know, it's not completely related to ADHD. It might be related to other things, trauma or the childhood experiences or personality. I mean, there's so many different things interconnected with each other, right? So I'm not saying it's completely related to that, but as I said, I have been watching videos by people with ADHD, and they have noticed these things that they do as well. And so I wanted to share these four things with you. I thought it'd be interesting for you to listen to it, and maybe you relate to it as well, and then you can go and do your own research on this. The first thing that I wanted to speak about is pacing. Now, I don't know if you do this, but I do this a lot, actually almost every single day. No, I should say every single day, but sometimes twice or thrice a day, right? depending on how much anxiety I'm feeling in my body, and depending on how much disconnection I'm feeling in my body, depending on how much I've been sitting and feeling like, oh, I just want to move, depending on how much restless energy I have, depending on the time of the month, so many different factors, I need to pace in my room, not outside. Outside is okay, you know, it's nice to go for a walk and all that stuff, but literally is about pacing, like just going back and forth in my room, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, walking back and forth in the little space that I have. I have a very tiny space. And so I think I get like 20 steps one way and then 20 steps back. So 20, 20, 20, 20. I just go back and forth, back and forth. If, you know, if it was not a concrete floor or like a floor, like a general floor, if it was a dirt floor, you'd see my steps back and forth, back and forth. Over time, I would kind of grind it out and you would see like a trail that I was creating. Now, I really like when I am able to move into places where there is a place where I can pace in a circle, because that means that it's easier. I don't have to stop and then turn and then back, go back and stop and turn and go back, right? In a circle-ish way, I can just go round and round and round and pace and pace and pace until I feel, yeah, I think I've paced enough now. I feel good now. And I've released whatever I was trying to release. And so I do this a lot, and I do this. I didn't realize that everyone else doesn't do this, actually. I just assume people like walking and going back and forth and pacing. And then I was living with my sister for a bit, and she doesn't do this. She sits, you know, she sits on a couch and relaxes. Whereas while we're talking, I'm pacing back and forth, pace, 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 pace. And so I saw a video about this, and a lady had actually purchased comfortable mats to put on the floor so she could pace without her feet hurting, because she doesn't like wearing shoes inside, which makes sense. And I'm looking at this, I'm thinking, she paces as well? I mean, that's interesting, that's fascinating. I wear shoes inside the house because I have indoor shoes that I wear for inside the house, so I'm comfortable, I can walk for as long as I want, no problem, all right? So that was brilliant. I was like, whoa, pacing. Oh, interesting. I didn't know it was related to ADHD. Awesome, right? The second thing I actually started looking at, and I've been following a bunch of people who have ADHD and who are also accountants, investors, and personal finance gurus, sort of. So they talk about ADHD as it relates to finances, which is really fascinating to me, because I realize a lot of my financial habits are not because I'm lazy or impulsive or spontaneous or, you know, like careless or greedy or all that. It's not because of all those terrible names that I've been called by myself and other people in the past. It's because of the ADHD that I have. And I'm not saying it as an excuse. Of course, I'm still trying to improve. But I'm saying that it's sometimes uncontrollable, right? Sometimes it's just a part of who you are. And one of the things I've noticed that other people who have ADHD have mentioned as well is that they have an issue with There's this general fear of finances in a way. And one of the things that it manifests as is a fear of looking at your bank accounts. And I noticed this for the longest time. Now that I've kind of settled my finances and I'm more comfortable with it and I'm making money and I don't worry about it so much and I'm comfortable, I don't worry about this so much. But I remember in the past when I was younger, it was such a huge deal for me because I would be so afraid to open up my bank account and even look at it. Not that I didn't have money in it. It was just, there was this like general sense of anxiety associated with looking at my bank account statements. And every single time I looked, it was fine. Everything was okay. Nothing crazy going on, nothing shady. But for some reason, I'd procrastinate a lot. And then it would take me a lot of effort to even just open up my bank account and look at it. Once I looked at it, I was fine. But then again, like the cycle would repeat. I would, you know, wait a couple of weeks because I like to check every few often just to make sure everything's okay. And again, I would like procrastinate and then feel anxiety and then open it up. Oh, okay, everything's fine, good. And this kind of translated into every single aspect of finances, where I had a fear of doing taxes. I had a fear of looking at anything related to finances, you know, looking at my investments. I had a fear of this and that and everything. The more I learned about finances, then the more comfortable I got with it, kind of dissipated a little bit. But even now, sometimes I'm looking at myself and my inward world, like my inner universe, and I'll notice this little bit of anxiety about finances and looking at my bank statement. And there's nothing wrong with it, with the bank statements themselves, because they're fine. It's just that there is a sense of like, I don't know what it is actually. I have no idea what it's related to. If you know, let me know. I mean, the people who have this, who had ADHD and have this and kind of mention it on their social media posts, they themselves don't kind of have an explanation for it, right? So I think it's just something that we have to kind of learn to deal with, and I have. The third thing I wanted to mention is object permanence, and I kind of spoke about this in a previous video, but I wanted to mention it again because it literally is blowing my mind how it's related to ADHD. And a lot of people have actually done videos on this where, you know, they say if you look at all of the surfaces in their house, all the tables and chairs and countertops, they all have stuff on them. Like, you know how some, you look at some houses and their pictures and everything is clean, like all the surfaces are clean, there's nothing on top because everything is in cupboards and in drawers, you know, everything is inside. Well, people with ADHD or people who have this kind of object permanence thing, they don't do that. And I don't do that as well. I mean, maybe I'll take a few pictures of my surfaces and show it to you, because every single surface in my room right now, I'm looking at it and it's stuffed, right? It has stuff on it. But all of my drawers are empty, all of my closets are empty. I hate having stuff inside. I have everything on the counter surface. Like, I have cupboards in my kitchen, but nothing is in the cupboards. I want everything on top, especially stuff I use all the time. Because as I said earlier, if it's not in my sight, in my view, I forget that it exists. And then my friend who has ADHD as well, she says, you know, well, usually I'll think about it. Do I have this item? Let me go search for it. For me, I don't even think about it. If I don't see it, I assume I don't have it. I don't want to go searching for it. I'm like, maybe it's in a drawer. No, I don't want to search for it. I'll just go and buy another one of those items. And then I'll months later, I'll find that item and I'm like, oh shoot, I have two of these now. I didn't need that. I've done this with scissors. I've done this with books. I've done this with pens. I've done this with towels. I've done it with clothing all the time. I've done this with undies, ending up with like tons of them, masks, you know. So it has to be on the surface. It has to be visible. It has to be something that I see every single day when I'm walking past it, so that I know, okay, cool, yeah, I have these 5 masks on this table. I don't need to buy more masks. Because if I don't see them, every single time I'll see masks selling in a store, I'll be like, oh, there's masks selling. I should buy some. I don't have any. It's so funny to me because, you know, I don't know what part of the brain I'm using at that point, because some part of my mind knows, well, I have masks at home. But for example, for some reason, the executive function, I think, is what's kind of impaired in the ADHD person. And that is just completely like non-functional. It's like, hey, we don't have masks. We don't have any masks at all. I've been wearing masks for the last few months and I have them at home, but I don't have masks. You know, it's like this kind of dichotomy of nonsense, because you know you've been using them for the past few months, so you should have them at home. But for some reason, your brain's still telling you, no, there is no masks at home. You must go buy some. And in this manner, every single time I pass by masks, I would keep on buying them, right? And then end up with 15 or 20 of them until I say to myself, no more. I remember that spot on your table next to the door. There is a spot there. You have masks there. You don't need to buy more, right? And so that's how I kind of organize myself. And it's a really interesting thing. As I said, you know, I've noticed other ADHDers on social media posts mentioning this, and I thought, wow, this is so brilliant. I had no idea this was related to ADHD. I just did it because this is something that I need to do for my own sanity so that I don't end up with 3,000 of everything, you know? And the final thing that I wanted to say was, this is something that I did not realize, again, was related to ADHD, and that's throwing things out, okay? So I have a huge, humongous, monumental, gargantuan, like the most biggest problem with throwing things out. I have socks that have holes in them that look like they are ratty and don't even cover up my toes or any part of my foot. In fact, I don't even know why they're still there, because they're not in socks anymore. They're just fabric. But I have a undeniable, an unavoidable problem where, like, I just can't throw them out. I see them every single day. I put them to the side because I know I shouldn't wear them because they're holy and ratty. And so I don't put them in the same box as my socks, because if I see them, I'll just wear them, right? And so I know they're not meant to be socks anymore. They should be thrown out. But there's this thing inside of me that says, but, I don't know what the but is. Like, just don't throw it. I just can't throw it out. So eventually someone else does it for me. So like at home, my mom would eventually throw my socks out, or like my holy underwear out, or like t-shirts that are holes in them, you know, because I'd still be wearing them. And my mom's like, this is not supposed to be worn anymore by a human being. You can throw it out. But until she did it for me, I couldn't do it. There was just something inside of me that just prevented me from throwing things out, even if they're broken. I have keyboards lying around and mice lying around, that are not functioning anymore. Like, they don't work, but I just can't throw them out. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's like partly environmental, partly worried about, you know, the earth, partly worried about the expenses, partly worried about the money I spent on it. But like, all of that stuff is not even important. It's just like there is this inherent thing inside of me that says, no, don't throw it out. Don't throw it out. You can still use it. Maybe you can still fix it. Maybe you can still get it repaired. Maybe you can still get it stitched up, you know? And then my sister's looking at me like, why would you get that stitched up? It's gone. Just throw it out. And she wouldn't get it. But I'm thinking to myself, but maybe I could still get it repaired. Maybe I could still get it fixed. You know, who knows? Why would I throw it out? It's still good. I can still use it. No, you can't. But, you know, that's what comes up for me. And this is something that a couple of other people have actually mentioned on their social media posts, giving other people permission. Yes, you can throw out these items. You don't need to worry about it anymore. Just throw them out. And it was really actually nice to hear that, because I was like, oh, okay, so other people have this problem as well. Not that I've gotten better with it. No, I haven't. I still haven't thrown out those socks. But at least I know that this is part of my quirky personality, and that, you know, I can start feeling less worse about it. Because I look at all these items that I still have that are torn and broken apart, and I couldn't throw them out. And I thought to myself, am I cheap? Is that why I don't do this? Or what's wrong with me? Why can't I do it? You know? And now I realize it's just that, you know, just ADHD, just that part of my interesting personality. And that actually gave me a lot of peace. So maybe eventually in the future I'll throw these items out, but yeah, I haven't done that yet. So those are the four things I wanted to mention that I've realized are related to ADHD. And I would love to hear your opinion or thoughts or, you know, comments on this. You know, what resonated with you? And if you have ADHD or if you're on the spectrum, let me know, you know, how is it for you? What are the things that you notice are related to it? Of course, I think INFJs and ADHD and all the different personalities, I mean, there's a lot of interlap, of course. Like, there's a lot of interconnections. So, you know, you can't just say it's just because of this or just because of this. You can't put them into boxes like this. But it's still fascinating to learn more about this stuff. So let me know in the comments below. And again, I'm so grateful for all your support. I shall see you in the next one. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening. If you want to put a face to the voice, you can check out my YouTube channel, Boom Shaka. Bye for now.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.